center of quite a bit of Army ordnance. Getting all these trains on that?
Yeah. They sound 10 times as loud, don't they?
Do they really?
Oh, enormous, yeah.
You want to talk to it? What's your name?
Ricky.
Hmm? Ricky? And your name?
Billy Cohen.
Billy Cohen?
Mm-hmm. I'm Florence Cohen.
Ricky Cohen? Billy Cohen? Florence Cohen? Yeah, considering the circumstances under which it operates, it does pretty well. That was mine, I think.
Oh, that was yours? Well, oh, that's yours, yeah.
Your help.
So what are we doing with hamburger rolls in the middle of the coffee table?
Well, first... I'll put them back in your freezer for you. This was going to be dinner till I got a better idea.
Oh.
I put them back in?
Sure.
Alright. Was he going to come?
Yes. He said I have to drive
the
car. What? Monday? You mean right now?
I mean, where are you going to when you're going there?
Monday. Monday, yeah. That's 2 days, yeah.
Well, where are you going?
Oh, Alabama. Close to, somewhere close to Baltimore.
with that bottle being I made it loose. The valve's unscrewed.
Anywhere up in here gets pretty cold in
wintertime. It can make, it can snow here, couldn't it? And these are little islands.
No, I just discovered that I'd never introduced Boris and Jack. Except that Jack knows her husband, and he finally got her placed. What's the matter, Richard?
You have? Oh, from the lamps. Yeah.
Don't you kids go play
God,
with
you wouldn't have liked
that. Get the
that,
box out or get your rocket ship out.
Percy,
why don't you go get your rocket ship out? Have Billy and Ricky played in that today?
Daddy, would you fix my room?
May I see the little girl?
Help yourself. We have lots more. That's not all there is.
We have one whole big jug.
Your whole big jug, is there?
About 10 o'clock, they say you're going to you're going to Washington tonight.
Just like that.
Yeah.
So I got home and he said I've been trying. I got home about 3 o'clock in the afternoon and he came in at usual time and said I tried to get you twice today to tell you I was going to New York, but I'm not going. But I could go anytime. So I wouldn't answer the telephone. Every time the telephone would ring the next 2 days, I would figure, here we go.
This is SRI sending it to people everywhere, yes?
This is not not too usual, but let's see. Yeah.
Oh, Lee, I figured that thing out. You know, the settlement papers.
Yeah.
And you take your call.
Maybe hours.
Well, anyway, he's taking his commission out. But I couldn't see it. It isn't written down as commission. information, but he took that $500 deposit that they made when they signed the sale contract.
That's right.
Well, I finally figured that out. It took me an hour going over the papers. But so we owe $500 to the good.
Good.
Hey, Ricky. Ricky, get your feet off the sofa, please. Both of you.
That's just the new sofa. You think it's old?
Yeah. It's not.
Well, don't jump on it, and don't play with it.
Whoa.
That's what you're doing now. And
I can't do this.
Well, forget it. Well, won't come to an end, except maybe figuratively.
If you treat it very gently, it'll stay together.
Otherwise, scotch tape.
Yeah, you must try scotch tape.
I have wondered for years what people did before scotch tape was invented.
Well, they didn't have these things.
Yes.
Ricky, get your feet off the sofa. It's the one and only piece of furniture in the house, boy, that doesn't get climbed on.
Are you living with your own furniture here, or is this?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I haven't got these two microphones yet. This one is.
That's the tape, and the other is the film.
Oh, does this have a recording on film?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh.
But, of course, it only records when the camera's running.
Mm-hmm.
So that it gets the sound. If those pieces of conversation doesn't get the whole setting.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I talked to Bob the other day about this little project. Has he talked to you since?
I talked to him.
Yeah.
Did he talk to you?
Yeah, he said that he did. And this is, took me a long while to figure out what was going on, but when I realized that it would be a situation where the camera was there, I couldn't figure out how in the world it could operate with two other people in the room. I mean, it didn't seem very feasible.
I don't see there's any need for that.
It's fine with me.
Well,
he
okay.
Said yeah, it's okay with
good.
Me. And he says that he approves of the idea, so.
Daddy?
Yeah.
No. No.
It's over now.
It's past 6 o'clock. Honey, you don't watch TV past 6 o'clock, do you? I was wishing that you had been here the hour before you got here, because this would really have been just really good. I mean, interaction between the kids, which was very good, and Florence and I, well, Florence just came in about 5 minutes, right after you called, actually.
These are neighbors from...
No, they're friends of mine, and I've been taking care of Billy and Ricky this afternoon while she went out. So Billy and Ricky have been here all afternoon, and the performance between the kids and the interaction... Brucey's having a terrible time getting along with people at all at this point.
Yeah, I know.
And the stuff that was going on was really very good. And then when Florence came in and Ricky was driving her absolutely buggy, and that interplay was very good. And then you arrive, and everything comes to a loud screeching halt.
Isn't it wonderful?
Because it was really fascinating. That hour or so before you got here would have probably been worth all the time that you've spent.
Yeah.
And then all this confusion starts, which is sort of normal. And as I say, if I can clear people out quite nicely, and there's no problem about that.
It's all right.
But that... I was just I just kept hoping and hoping you would get here, and then I realized that even if you did, you wouldn't get set up in time.
No, it takes time. I told Bob, by the way, that I would hand over the film for his and your inspection together.
Oh, good. Fine. Well, I was sort of dubious about it at first on the basis that... Well, how are you going to use those? Are those going to be, or
well,
should I ask?
No, you're ask anything. We won't let them out outside professional circles. At least not until you've seen them and know what's there and all the rest of it. And I would presume probably not.
He's
right.
Because he was saying something about, well, just before I left, he said something about getting a release letter drawn up, and then I walked out and I thought, release letter, what for? What's going on?
Well, you're not competing with the UCLA students and trying to turn out the best short of the year, then?
No.
Well, the reason I hesitated at first was simply that I couldn't see that it would be either that it would be productive at all if there were two other people around. I mean,
no, you wouldn't have two other people.
It just wouldn't work.
Yeah.
I mean, I could see sitting there doing it, but it wouldn't be worth anything.
It'd be
I'm
else.
Sure. It'd be something completely different, and I didn't understand that at all. So when he finally he caught on that I was confused, it sounded like a good idea.
Uh-huh.
This is okay with me.
At least one sequence. It was run on TV sometime back.
Yes!
Of a catatonic.
That's hot. Great. Seymour, this is Dr. Bateson. Seymour
Cohn. How do you do?
Mr. Myers.
House full of movies.
Whose is this phone? That must be
his. That's his. He hasn't even had a chance to get anything yet.
Okay.
I got one there.
Yeah, I poured it for you hours ago.
I can't.
Don't think I was ignoring you. I really know nothing about SRI at all.
Oh,
Noon
Forum. I don't know who sponsors the thing. Maybe just completely spontaneous. Once in a while, once a month or so, they have speakers from
Barley Brook. No kidding. Do you have the piece?
From various walks of life. Frank Lloyd Wright.
Well, save it. You're going to have Benny Bufano, aren't you?
Yeah, he's supposed to be next.
What's Frank Lloyd like? Ben or is he last year?
Oh.
Hey, These are some 1900 ladies' home journals.
Good.
I think it's 2 beds. No, 4 bedrooms
in a bath.
Dining room, living room, Frank Lloyd Wright design. How about you? I can't read that. 58-35. It says here. Well, that was a guarantee. Itemized masonry and stone water table.
No, I have mine
here. $600. Down here is a guarantee that the plan of this house is practicable, that the estimates for cost are conservative. The architect is ready to accept the commission of preparing a working plan and specifications for this house to cost $58.35, providing building site selection with a reasonable base of supply.
Well, I never did. What date?
I mean, like 1900, I think, or 1901. July 1901.
What were you doing all this time?
I think it's a little bit cheaper. Well, there are all sorts of ridiculous things here. There's a 3-bedroom job for
$3,000.
Oh, you can have some.
Little kids
are
free.
My money is missing.
Oh,
well, real estate about doubled its value.
I guess. Come on. Four bedrooms for $10,000.
Yeah. 3 months ago.
Uh-huh.
And it was in the period when I was giving that Perry High School course.
Okay.
I don't know.
I saw a letter today from somebody over in economics that's getting speakers. But I don't know who it is.
It is the forum meets every day and gets a speaker once in a while, yes?
No,
it's a monthly thing.
Is it monthly or every other week? Or
what happens when it happens, roughly monthly.
Monthly. Well, I went to the first one that I got to when they had the Bayway Singers.
Oh, yes.
I want to go again. I had never been invited before.
Yeah.
And now
that was the first time we had a singing.
Hey, what were you at that one? What?
Do you have a whole auditorium there? Or you
yeah.
Because there are a lot of people over there.
Well, it's a village clubhouse.
They limit the number of tickets.
Mm-hmm.
When they have
room
yeah.
for 200 or 300? 200, 150, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
then they have also an auditorium in the village there that they have used.
Oh,
the crowd is large.
Yeah.
Oh. All depends on the type of program. They get quite a variety of senators to jazz singers.
That's right.
The last one I went to was this fellow Williams at the NAACP.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yes. They did get Henry
Cavallaro's
Jr.
I remember when he was there, yeah.
This letter I noticed today was to some senator that... Is there Senator Kane?
He's the man that turned from a red... chasing the Reds to defending civil liberties.
Oh, this is the Republican Washington?
Is that the one?
What is his name?
Well, some
Kane,
senator.
Kane? Yeah, you're right.
Oh, it'd be interesting to know what he has.
Yeah, I remember that very,
was an article a couple of days ago in the Chronicle. He made a speech somewhere and said the danger was not now from communism, but in this country, but from known and overt communist activities, as it was from the unknown and insidious fascists.
Let's
go in and talk to the Swiss there.
Yeah. I don't know what's the matter with him. Get your votes that way.
I mean, the word fascist is really unpopular.
Nobody uses that but communists.
Right.
That sounds like a guy just doesn't know which extreme to go to.
Yeah, let's see. I think he used to be subtitled the tool of... real estate.